Good Monday morning, beloved. Again, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come into your homes and we begin our week together spending just a few minutes in God's Word. Today we are in Matthew chapter 15, and here the religious leaders challenge Jesus about ritual cleansing. And Jesus upbraids them for their hypocrisy and quotes from Isaiah 29:13. He accuses the religious leaders of following their own teaching and disobeying God's command. Jesus declares that evil ideas within one's heart that come out of one's mouth are what makes a person unclean. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading at Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came from Jerusalem to Jesus and asked him, "Why is it that your disciples disobey the teachings handed down by our ancestors? They don't wash their hands in the proper way before they eat." Jesus answered, "And why do you disobey God's command and follow your own teaching? For God said, 'Respect your father and your mother,' and if you curse your father or your mother, you are to be put to death. But you teach that if people have something they could use to help their father or mother, but say, 'Oh, this belongs to God,' they don't need to honor their father. And in this way, you disregard God's command in order to follow your own teaching. You hypocrites! How right Isaiah was when he prophesied about you. 'These people,' says God, 'honor me with their words, but their heart is really far from me. It is no use for them to worship me because they teach human rules as though they were my laws.'" Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you ritually unclean, but rather what comes out of makes you unclean." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Do you know what the Pharisees, they had their feelings hurt by what you said? Every plant which my Father in heaven did not plant will be pulled down," answered Jesus. "Don't worry about them. They are blind leaders of the blind, and when one blind man leads another, both fall into a ditch." Peter spoke up, "Explain this saying to us." And Jesus said to them, You are still no more intelligent than others. Don't you understand? Anything that goes into your mouth goes into your stomach and then on out of your body. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And these are the things that make you ritually unclean. For from your heart come the evil ideas which lead you to kill and commit adultery and do other immoral things, to rob, lie, and slander others. These are the things that make you unclean. But to eat without washing your hands as they say you should, this doesn't make you unclean." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, where Jesus said, "It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you ritually unclean, but rather what comes out that makes you unclean." You know, beloved, I'm reminded of a saying that we'll hear a lot in Texas, that you really were impressed with a person when you first met them, that is, until they opened their mouth and started to talk. And of course, what comes out of their mouth, according to this passage of Scripture, reveals what is truly on the inside. And so let us pray that God will clean up our insides so that what is hidden inside is also there to glorify God and to be used by Him in His kingdom, so that when we open our mouths, then what comes out is edifying to others. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, cleanse me from any immoral thoughts lodged within my heart. May I speak words that are pure and kind and reflect your love. Amen. Well, this brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Matthew chapter 20. where Jesus teaches about equality in God's kingdom. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.